Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. This is Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. Yesterday on Pretty Dece, we talked about some of the awesome games that were discussed during Nintendo's Indie Highlights Nindies presentation, including the games that were released kind of right then as a surprise. We touched on some of the cool stuff that was happening there, and today we're going to continue that discussion, highlighting a few more of the games that they discussed that are coming out through the end of this year and into 2019. This is, again, not everything that they showed, just some more of the games that I think are notable or seem really awesome. The first of those games is a game called Nightcall. And I'm highlighting Nightcall. I don't think it'll be a game for most people, but it's a very unique game. We don't get a lot of games like it. Basically, you are this kind of cab driver in this very noir-inspired world, and you are investigating a murder. And your means of investigation is kind of talking to the people that are riding in your cab. So the actual gameplay is going through a lot of dialogue trees and kind of getting to the bottom of things just through a series of talking. There's a lot of really cool kind of screens that they have in the game where basically you're discussing something with someone towards the bottom, and at the top you can see the map of where your cab is currently at, how close you are to your destination. So I imagine there's a lot of time-based discussions. You have to get to the bottom of something before you get to the location where you are dropping your particular fare off. But the game sounds really cool, and it sounds really dark and very moody, and we don't get a ton of noir games, so it's very cool to see one of those come out with kind of a unique concept like this. From there, the next game that I want to talk about is Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom. This game actually comes out November 6th, so we don't have to wait until next year for this one. And this is this kind of very super saccharine platformer where you can transform into different creatures, like a lion, or a pig, or a snake. And it seems like a pretty straight-ahead platformer, but it's absolutely gorgeous. The art is fantastic on it. All of the animations and effects as things happen on the screen are really brilliant and very crisp and clear. And even though it might just be a regular platformer without too much extra thrown in, we don't really get too many games like that anymore. We really get like Rayman games and a few indie games here and there. So despite the fact that it's just a platformer, it feels a little fresh here in 2018 just from the sheer lack of platformers that we currently get. Now, it's not super clear to me whether the kind of super cheesy tone of the trailer is going to be played straight, or if it's going to be kind of played for laughs, and maybe there's going to be a little bit more depth to it. At least from what I have seen so far, it seems like they're very straight ahead, they're very sincere. There's this very cheesy 80s cartoon style theme song where they sing about Monster Boy, and it's glorious. And again, I don't know if the game's like in on it, tongue in cheek, or if they're not. I think either way, it's fine. And I really kind of like the direction and the place they're heading with kind of just how ridiculously over the top cheesy everything certainly is. But it seems like a very fun platformer in 2018 here. Now, the next game that I want to discuss is a game that's been out on lots of platforms. I think it's notable that it's coming here to Switch. And that is Streets of Rogue. It's coming out this winter on Switch. And this is that procedurally generated roguelike that lots of people are a big fan of. It is, of course, the name is based on Streets of Rage, but it is this kind of top-down roguelike. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. But a lot of people really like Streets of Rogue. And we get it here on the Switch with 4-player co-op and some other enhancements that are unique to this version. So expect that to come out. Next up is another game that is out on other platforms, but I'm very excited to see how it runs on the Switch, and that is Everspace. We are specifically getting a version of Everspace called the Stellar Edition, which is the regular version of Everspace with all of the DLC thrown in, the expansion that came out for Everspace also thrown into the game. Now, Everspace is a roguelike space shooter that features very fast-paced dogfighting, crafting. It seems very, very cool. It's neat to apply some of those roguelike concepts into a space shooter. I think that's a very cool idea. I haven't played it on other platforms, but the graphics are absolutely fantastic, so I really hope that they can hold up to that level of graphical fidelity on the Switch, and it can continue to run at a decent frame rate. That's going to be the big if about Everspace coming out on Switch. But again, that comes out in December. And then finally, the last game that I want to focus on is another game that has been out on PC, but is coming to Switch, and I think the Switch is going to be a perfect home for this game, and that is Slay the Spire. Finally, we are getting a non-PC version of Slay the Spire. And Slay the Spire is the really popular card game roguelike. So you build a deck, you enter a dungeon, you encounter enemies. Along the way, you're kind of choosing your path that you want to go down in the dungeon. You can take on challenges. Basically, it seems like the card game version of Spelunky, where you can play the game over and over and over again because it is a roguelike. And you can also take on daily challenges and try unique things and discover interesting things about the game and play it in ways that you might not even realize was possible upon initially playing. So, seems very cool. The rule system for the card game seems very well thought out. And I'm very excited to finally get my hands on Slay the Spire, which is something that I've been meaning to do on the PC version for a long time. So, now I can finally wait until the Switch version comes out and play it in an awesome handheld portable fashion. So very excited to get that game in portable form. So those are just a few more of the games that I wanted to highlight there about the indie highlight for Nintendo, things coming out on the Switch. There's a very, very bright future for indie games on the Switch. I love that the Switch is blossoming into this wonderful indie platform, and I hope that continues well through 2019 and into the future. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to continue talking about Nintendo Switch and the indie games coming out there. Remember that you can support Pretty Dece with a small monthly subscription if you would like. If you would like to help keep making this show a reality, help me keep being able to put it on and keep putting out awesome episodes for you. If you want all the information, go to prettydeceshow.com/listener support. Or you can head straight over to anchor.fm/prettydece to sign up. And there'll be some fun bonuses when you sign up as well, including a shout out right here on the show. Of course, Pretty Dece does come out all over the place every single weekday. You can find it at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/prettydeceshow. You can also find it at the same time on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel, which is prettydeceshow.com/video, or just search on YouTube for Pretty Dece. And of course, finally, you can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Pretty Dece Show.